KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for this Tuesday, the 12th day of January for 2021. Well, the Jackson City Council, in its first meeting of the new year, welcomed three new members and elected a mayor and vice mayor for the year. The meeting featured the swearing-in of three new council members, Steve McLean, Matthew Reby, and Chad Simmons. The three were winners in the November election and started their four-year terms last night. The council also approved a proclamation honoring outgoing members Wayne Garibaldi, Marilyn Lewis, and Keith Sweet. The council then went on to elect mayor and vice mayor for the year. The council voted unanimously to elect current mayor Bob Stimson to another term and current vice mayor Connie Gonzalez to another one as well.
Well, a week after the supervisors took the oath of office here in Amador County, a similar type of ceremony held in Calaveras County, Amanda Fullendorf, Gary Toffanelli, and Jack Garamendi administered the oath Monday morning by board chairwoman Marita Calloway. All three victorious during the March primary election. The special meeting started at 10 a.m., concluded immediately after the ceremonial task. Now, the first regular meeting for the new board will be this morning, 9 a.m. The first item will be the election of a chair and vice chair for the new year. Later, the board will hear a presentation from health officials about the COVID-19 response. The board will also receive a presentation on the zoning ordinance update and appoint applicants to serve on various boards and committees.
An Amador County man under investigation for some time for illegal drug sales and possession has been arrested. Over the past several months, the Amador County Combined Narcotics Enforcement Task Force and the Jackson Police Department have been conducting an investigation into Barry Standrich's suspected sales of methamphetamine and other controlled substances in Amador County. This investigation led to searches being conducted at various locations throughout Amador and San Joaquin County. The investigation resulted in the collection of numerous items of evidence, including a butane honey oil laboratory, over 5 ounces of methamphetamine, 22 grams of heroin, LSD, and prescription medications, all for the purpose of sales, 10 firearms, including one fully automatic gun and one stolen handgun, body armor, and a large amount of ammunition, which was in the possession of a convicted felon, was also seized. Standrich and another accomplice were arrested and booked into the Amador County Jail on several felony and misdemeanor charges. Back in December, the Amador County District Attorney's Office filed 7 felony counts of criminal charges related to drug sales against Standrich. This investigation led to criminal complaints being filed against 9 suspects associated with Standrich.
Well, a pair of male thieves caught red-handed by local law enforcement over the weekend. According to reports from the Amador Sheriff's Office, Saturday evening, deputies patrolling the area of 88 and Blue Sky Drive when they noticed a green Chevy Trailblazer parked near a group of mailboxes with its lights off. When the deputies turned around to make contact with the vehicle, it was gone. Well, a short time later, deputies spotted the vehicle just up the road, again parked by a group of mailboxes, and again with the lights off. After contacting the occupants, the deputies learned the passenger on searchable probation and proceeded a probation search of the vehicle. During the search, deputies located several pieces of mail addressed to residents of Blue Sky Drive. When they questioned the driver, Jamie Gonzalez of Galt, he admitted to stealing the mail from the mailboxes. He was issued a citation for theft. The mail was returned to its rightful owners.
And firefighters from across Amador County have been assigned to assist Southern California area hospitals during the COVID-19 surge. According to Ione Fire Chief Ken Mackey, who also serves as Amador County Local Government OES Fire Coordinator, 2 separate teams of firefighters were dispatched late last week for a total of 9 fire personnel from Jackson Valley, Jackson City, Amador Fire, Ione City, Mule Creek, and backup personnel from Sutter Creek Fire. Mackey says the firefighter EMTs have been assigned to the COVID surge ICU units at both UC Irvine in Orange and Huntington Memorial in Pasadena. They're performing a variety of assignments, working 12-hour shifts for the next 14 days. Mackey added he's very proud of all the departments in the county for answering the call to OES for this special request.
Well, are you missing live music during the pandemic? Nothing better than to share a musical or theatrical event as a community. Well, that's just what you'll get when the Foothill Conservancy presents musician-storyteller John McCutcheon in a virtual performance Saturday the 16th at 4 p.m. It'll be just like seeing John on stage, except you'll be able to enjoy the show from the comfort of your own home with your favorite snacks and beverages on hand. Tickets are only $20 for general admission, $30 for a family or a household, $10 for student, $5 for unemployed or those who've been laid off. Tickets are for sale through Foothill Conservancy's website, foothillconservancy.org. For more info, visit the website or contact Carolyn at 223-3508.
And the Amador Senior Center's first day of delivering hot meals to Ione, a big success. The Amador Senior Center now offering qualified seniors hot, nutritious home-delivered meals to Jackson, Sutter Creek, and now Ione. These low-cost, home-delivered meals are prepared fresh daily by the center's executive chefs. Now, again, if you are a senior and you would like more information on how to qualify for home delivery, call 223-0442. Again, that's 223-0442. You can also check out the daily menu by visiting the AmadorSeniorCenter.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.